in my life.
Inu aye mi,
I will be done.
Ife ti re ni ki a se.
Is anybody like that here?
Ya re ni be ni.
Let me hear you say it loud and clear.
Ebukoko so lokoro.
Tonight, that every one of you, from now on, you will begin to excel.
Good night.
Wisdom, one fellow that he will stand beside him or her, say, you are the one who will get my attention.
Redemption Way.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God and the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn. You're watching Redemption Way.
Uh-huh.
8:37.
Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. The greatest enemy that a man has always had has always been himself.
Oh, not me,
oh, Everything was in order in the Garden of Eden. Until man sinned. Oh, as usual, with human beings, they try to blame it on someone else. Adam blamed Eve.
Adam fi esun ko Eva.
Eve blamed Satan.
Eva na si fi esun ko Satani.
They won't agree to blame themselves for disobeying the simple instruction of the Most High.
Won gba lati gba ebi na wi pe awon la won sha igboran si ofi Olorun.
Your number one enemy is yourself.
Oh, ta koko to ni na ni ara re.
Not the devil.
Kije Satani.
Not your father-in-law.
Kije ana ore lokunrin.
Not your mother-in-law.
Kije yayawo re.
Not your boss in the place of work.
Kije oga re ni ibi ise re.
Number one enemy is yourself.
You're watching Redemption Way.
I have no enemy other than myself.
You lot are going to see around me.
And that is why the first thing we want to talk about on this More Than Conqueror convention. It's how to give you victory over yourself. And that's why the title of this first talk is More Than Salvation. Salvation is crucial. Because Romans chapter 6 verse 23, Romans 6 23 says the wages of sin is death. The only reason man dies is because of sin. As far as God is concerned, if sin can be taken away from your life, from my life, then we've already gotten the victory. Because it is sin that hinders prayers. Isaiah 59 verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 59 1 and 2. He said the hand of the Lord is not shortened that he cannot save. His ears are not heavy that he cannot hear. But your sin have separated between you and your God that he cannot hear. That's why the first victory God wants to give you is salvation. That's why his name, Jesus, means Savior. Matthew chapter 1 verse 21. Matthew 1:21. And he shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. His blood cleanses from all sins. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7. He shed his blood so he can wipe away all our sins. Until a man is born again, as far as God is concerned, is as useless as a dog.
I have
And he says, I cannot give the bread of children to dogs. But when salvation comes, through Jesus Christ, even a dog can become a son. John chapter 1 verses 11 and 12. John 1, 11 and 12. To as many as believed him, to them gave he power to become sons of God. Salvation turns you to a brand new creature. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. All things have become new. I pray for everyone here today. God will give you a new beginning.
Amen.
Salvation turns you to a brand new creature. That's why those of you who are not born again, make sure tonight you surrender your life to Jesus. And those of us who have been born again, who have experienced salvation, you must wake up your mind tonight that whatever it will cost, you will not lose that salvation. Because the Bible says in Mark chapter 8 verse 36, Mark 8 36, he said, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? I pray for those of us who are saved that nothing will take salvation away from us.
Amen.
And if you have lost your salvation, come back to him tonight. Come back for restoration. He's willing to give the backsliders one more chance. Salvation is crucial. There's nothing like it. It's so precious. And you must never allow anything to take your salvation away. But God gives more than salvation. Because while salvation clears all your past sins, and gives you a new beginning, a new start, so that you can start on a clean slate, so that all the queries in your file in heaven are removed, unless God does something, something extra. Very soon, you begin to do those things you said you will never do again. So it goes a step further than clearing all your sins. It moves you into what is called sanctification.
Really?
Where
gives you the ability to want to live holy. Not only will he wash away your sins, if you ask him, he's willing to change your heart completely. Take the heart of stone out of you and give you a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 36, verse 26. Ezekiel 36, verse 26. He said, I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. That stubborn heart that loves to do evil. He said, I will yank it out and give you a heart transplant. And give you a heart of flesh. Because Jeremiah 17 verse 9. Jeremiah 17 verse 9. Says your original heart is wicked above all things and desperately wicked. So if he cleans your sins and leave the wicked, that desperately wicked heart, very soon your record will be terrible again. He says in Matthew 15 verse 19. He said, it is out of your heart proceeds all evil things. Adultery. Fornication. Stealing. Even blasphemy, they all proceed from the heart. That is why after salvation you need an urgent heart transplant. You need the kind of heart that when you make the slightest mistake, the heart won't let you rest. In 1 Samuel chapter 24. 1 Samuel 24. Verse 1 to 6. David found King Saul sleeping. And his servant said to him, this is the man who has been trying to kill you. He's sleeping now. Let's kill him. And David said, no, we can't do that. I will only cut a little bit of his dress. He caught a little bit of the dress of somebody who wanted to kill him. And his heart began to smite him. You caught the dress of the anointed of God.
Ah.
Some of you will kill, and your heart will not even bother you. You need a new heart. And you will get it tonight in Jesus' name. I told you the story. Some of you who are old told you the story before. I traveled from Ilesha to Lagos. I decided to go out and visit my father in the Lord. To go and greet him. I was living in Surulere then. And I was driving to go and see him. And I remembered, you can't go to the presence of the man of God empty-handed. So I saw some oranges by the roadside. So I stopped and I bought some. Took it to my father in the Lord. Soon as I arrived, I presented the oranges. And because of the love he has for me, immediately he said they should begin to peel the oranges. And as he was sucking the first one, he said, this orange is sweet. You bought it on the road? I said, yes, sir. I understood the question. I knew what he was saying is, you bought it on the road between Ilesha and Lagos. I should have said, no, I bought it in Surulere. As soon as I said, yes, sir, the heart of flesh began to talk to me. You lied. Restitute, you lied just now. I said, what does it matter? Whether I bought it in Lagos or I bought it in Lesha, the orange is sweet and the old man is enjoying himself. That heart of flesh says you lied. So I cleared my throat. Papa, the question you asked, the answer is no. It is in Surulere that I bought the oranges. The old man looked at me and smiled and said, Holy Spirit. When I got born again, I was a lecturer at the University of Lagos.
1 year at University of Ikoyi.
Before then, I did whatever I like with whatever I can find in the department. Then the heart of flesh came. And one day I was writing a letter, a private letter. When I finished, I stretched my hand to take an official envelope.
Mm-hmm.
the heart of flesh said, don't. That envelope is for official letters.
University.
The letter you have written is a personal, private letter. I said, how much is an envelope? That voice came back. If you know it is not costly, go and buy your own.
You're watching Redemption Way.
Many of you who are stealing and you are enjoying it because you have a heart of stone. You must have a change of heart. Almighty God knows. After he has wiped away your sins, he must give you a new heart that will now enable you want to live holy. I've told you before, if a lamb falls into a pool of dirty water, he will keep on crying, get me out, get me out, get me out. If a pig falls into the same pool of dirty water, he will say, leave me here, leave me here, leave me here. If you get a heart of flesh that I know my God will give you tonight, anytime you make the slightest mistake, immediately you will cry to God, have mercy on me, get me out of here. Get me out of here. Restore me to fellowship with you. So he will save your soul. His blood will wipe away your sins. He will sanctify you. Give you a heart of flesh. And then be such a wonderful God. Knowing fully well that you cannot live 100% victoriously without the help of the Holy Spirit. He will not stop by sanctifying you. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Because Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. Says, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. After he has cleansed you, wipe away your sins, after he has given you a heart of flesh, you begin to hunger to do his will. But it won't be long before you discover that you can't even do his will on your own steam. You want to pray, After you have become born again, sanctified, you hunger for prayer. But then you soon discover I can't even pray correctly. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verse 26. Romans 8:26. That we don't even know how to pray as we ought. But there is someone who is willing to help our infirmity. That's the Holy Spirit. After I became born again, come to church in the morning. After the sermon, they say everybody should go and pray. In those days, nobody will stop us. Just keep on praying until you are satisfied. And I will discover that by the time I've prayed for 5 minutes, I've said everything I wanted to say. God solved my problems. You know that's why I've come. Please do it very quickly. And then I will raise up my head. Nobody is standing up yet. So I go back on my knees. God, I hope you have heard what I said. Please do it quickly. And lift up my head again. No, everybody seems to be just getting ready. And I don't want to be the first one to go. So I put down my head. Then I pray the Lord's Prayer. After I finish that, nobody is still moving. Then I read the only psalm that I knew by heart. Psalm 23. I wanted to pray. I would kneel down to pray and fall asleep. So I said, okay, I'll be sitting down. I will sit down and fall asleep. I wanted to pray. So I said, I will pray standing.
But
by the time I've walked a little bit, I kneel on the wall and fall asleep. Then one day the Holy Spirit came. The power of God took over my life. And now, if I want to, I can pray for 6 hours and it will be like 6 minutes. Somebody here tonight. The Spirit of the Living God is going to come upon you. And the ability to pray effortlessly will become available to you in Jesus' name. After you are born again, you want to worship God. There is a hunger in you to worship Him. But you will soon discover you can't even do it correctly without the Holy Spirit. Because God is a spirit. And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4. Verse 23 and 24. John 4, 23 to 24. After you are born again, after you got in that heart of flesh, you want to witness. You want to tell others about Jesus. And you discover you can't do it without His power. After I became born again, I wanted to win the whole world to Jesus Christ. But
The man I wanted so much to win first happened to be my head of department. I will make up my mind on Sunday night. Come Monday, I'm going to tell him about Jesus. I see him in the morning with tract in my hand. I go to meet him. And I say, good morning, sir. And he said, good morning. And I become frightened and I kept my mouth shut.
Until the Holy Spirit came. From that moment, I'm not afraid of anyone anymore. I will tell you about Jesus. If you don't receive him, that's your own choice. He said, you will receive power when the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Then you'll be my witness. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. So tonight, we're going to ask for some major things. Those who have not been saved will ask for salvation. Those of us who have been saved, we will ask God that he will not let anything take salvation from us. Those who have not been sanctified, those who haven't got this heart of flesh that I'm talking about, they will ask for the heart of flesh. Before I was sanctified, before I became a true child of the living God, my heart was so hard. I happen to be the favorite son of my biological father. Because I happen to be his last son. And I loved him desperately. But when he died, I couldn't even cry. My heart was so hard, he just didn't even know what it is to cry. Then I got the heart of flesh. Now if the congregation is praying and I see somebody crying on the screen, tears begin to come to my eyes. Somebody will get a heart of flesh tonight. And then everybody will ask for a fresh feeling of Spirit. Those who have not been baptized before will call on him for the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Those of us who have been baptized before will ask for a new feeling of that power from on high. But first, those who have not even surrendered their life to Jesus before, those whose sin have not even been washed away before, come forward now. Because as long as your sins remain, God can't even hear you if you pray. Because the Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, God won't even hear me. And the wages of sin is death. Every sinner is going to hell if they don't repent. So if you are not yet saved, you begin to run forward now. I'm going to count from 1 to 7. Before I say 7,
I want you to be standing before me here. So together we can cry to God for your salvation. And if you were born again once, and you are already backsliding, you've gone back into the world, and you want to seize this opportunity to come back to the Almighty God, come also. Let tonight be your night of restoration. I begin to count now. One, two, three. It doesn't matter how many sins you have committed. This blood cleanses from all sins. Salvation gives you a brand new beginning. You can start on a clean slate. When you claim that you are born again, but you are still enjoying sin, Come quickly. Let his blood cleanse you from all your sins. Four now. Come, let's pray so that we can cleanse you from all your sins. Come quickly. He's calling you now. Five. It's a new creature. All things pass away. Everything will become new. Come, let him cleanse you tonight. Come quickly. Come from all over. Six now. And all backsliders, come too. Come. You want him to restore you? Come. Now you are going to pray your own prayer, and we will be praying our own. You'll be crying to him for salvation. You'll cry to him to cleanse you in his blood. And we are going to be praying too, because tonight everybody has something to cry to God for. And we're going to pray together for the next 30 minutes. Nobody is going to stop you. Nobody is going to disturb you. We're going to cry to God. For the rest of us, these are our prayer points. If you want to write them down, do so very quickly. Number one, you want to thank him for shedding his blood for you. That blood that cleansed you from all sins. Want to say thank you, Father. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for the blood that brought me salvation. That's prayer point number one. Then prayer point number two is that, Father, don't let me ever lose my salvation. Don't let me ever lose my salvation. That's your prayer point number two. Don't let me lose my salvation for anything in this world. Anything that will take salvation from me, keep me far away from me. Then your prayer point number three. Father, take the heart of stone out of me. And give me a heart of flesh. A heart that wants to do your will. Give me a heart of flesh. And after that, then you say, Spirit of the Living God. Spirit of the Living God. Fall afresh on me. Fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. After that, you can then add your own private prayer. So let's stand on our feet now. Remember, the choice is yours. If we want to pray, my daddy is ready to answer. If you don't want to pray, it's up to you. Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Father, we just want to say thank you.
Baba, answer you, Pia Dubalawai.
Thank you even for a revival of prayer.
And Dubalawai, for his Sojiti Adura.
Thank you that we can begin to pray again. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Thank you for your word. Thank you for this, your children who have come forward. Every one of them. Save their souls in Jesus' name. Cleanse them in your blood in Jesus' name. Whatever sins they have ever committed in the past, wipe away tonight in Jesus' name. Give them a new beginning in Jesus' name. Those of us that you had saved, thank you for that blood. The blood that cleansed us. Thank you for dying for us. Thank you for washing us clean. Thank you for giving us a new beginning. Thank you for making us new creatures. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father,
Baba,
anything that will take salvation away from us, whatever it may be, take it far away from us in Jesus. The kind of success that we will have, the kind of prosperity that we may have, the kind of promotion that will take salvation away from us, don't let it come near us at all. Father, give us a heart of flesh. That kind of heart that wants to do your will perfectly, that wants to live holy, that we never lie, that we never cheat, that we never touch anything that is even not bad, not too bad. That kind of heart that wants to please you 100%. Give to us tonight in Jesus' name. And Father,
Baba,
the power of the Holy Spirit, the power to pray, the power to worship you, the power to witness, the power to perform miracles in your name, send to us tonight in Jesus' name. Spirit of the Living God, come afresh on us in Jesus' name. And everything your children have asked you for tonight, as their own private request, before the sun rises tomorrow, let it become a testimony. Do
during this convention, meet all our needs. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
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 Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're watching Redemption Way.
God is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn. There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Join them for a life-changing experience in worship. On this same station at this time next week for another wonderful experience as Pastor E.A. Adeboye exposes the deep mysteries in the Word of God.